You're listening to Creative Thursday, episode number 175.
Welcome to Creative Thursday with Marisa Ann Cummings. We're talking all things life, business, and creativity intended to inspire and empower you wherever you are on your creative journey, both personally and professionally. Thank you for listening.
Hello, it's Marisa with you on a Sunday. Again, a bonus episode and just a very quick one, an invitation for you. And this is a recording of a video I posted to IGTV and also wanted to share here on the podcast. I feel just more compelled than ever to, as you know, because I recorded three podcast episodes this week, taught live painting and have taught two masterclasses. I'm about to teach my second one this afternoon. So if you get this right away, come and join me at bit.ly/ your all one word lowercase your online class. Come and brainstorm with me. Come and get inspired with new ideas, new business ideas, connect with our creative community. And this is so important. It doesn't matter if anyone is sharing already what you want to share. Please don't let that be a reason for you not to share your gifts with the world, because we really need you now. And I'm going to repeat myself again in this recording, but it is so, so very important. I personally am so thankful and just listening to and following every thought leader, mentor, everyone that has a positive message to share. And I'm honored to have you join me here on the podcast. And here is a quick message for you on this Sunday. Hello, it's Marisa with Creative Thursday here coming to you on a Sunday. And I have some special invitations for you. I also just want to come on and tell you that I am thinking about you and sending you so much love and so many good thoughts. And I am currently also with Pepita. She is here too. And we are coming to you from the place, well, from my studio in Los Angeles, but this is also the place where I have had the honor and the privilege to share and record hours upon hours of coaching and trainings and lessons. And this will also probably be a podcast for you today. And most importantly, in this very moment, want to invite you to join me for a special masterclass I'm having this Sunday when this goes up at 4 p.m. Pacific time. I know we're getting close. There's no time like the present. I think I'm recording this at 1:30 Pacific time. I am doing this in response to requests that I've had from the artists in business whom I coach and the expansive artists, and I have had requests to help them start building their online offerings and their online classes. And it's my great honor to do so. I'm also hosting a boot camp, an online teaching boot camp in honor of them starting tomorrow that you can also join us. We would love to have you. And I want to share a story with you today about how this inspiration has come to be, how I am so passionate about sharing in ways that I've never been before. And it really goes all the way back to 2008, when I had just started making a living as an artist. Really, if you know, you follow my work, you know I just celebrated my 13th year on March 7th of making a living as an artist. And I think I shared an IGTV and a podcast and everything with you to tell you some of that story. And it was exactly a year later that the economic crisis of 2008 hit. And I was at the Unique Art Fair in Los Angeles. It was held in downtown Los Angeles, and I was there alongside a good friend of mine also selling their work. And I was noticing that the sales of my work were slowing, that the art fair was not in attendance like art fairs had been in the past. And I was just not sure where all of this was going to go. And simultaneously, I had been podcasting since 2006, and I had been blogging since 2006, and I had a beautiful list of collectors who were receiving daily painting emails from me, something I'm thinking about bringing back, simply to bring daily art to your lives. And I was getting questions about, how are you building this online business? Can you help me? How can you help me sell my work? I'd really love to do this too. And it was in that moment where I had a little bit of extra time, and my intuition guided me on finally listening. Because I encourage you right now to think about places where people have asked you for help, for guidance, for insight, for knowledge. Maybe they admire the way that you make your art and want to understand more about your technique and your process and your favorite supplies. Maybe they just want to know about the meals that you are making and how you're parenting today, and especially in today's climate. They would like to learn more about meditation. They would like to learn more about organization. They would like to learn more about health and wellness, about how to make videos, about how to be on any social media platform, how to podcast. I mean, the list goes on and on. And what is it that you do every day that are your gifts that people have asked you for help with? I believe that if you have the desire to share and make an impact on the world and make a positive impact within your community, then this message is truly for you. And it is also most important. Well, first, I just want to remind you to listen. Listen to what your people, your community are asking of you. And if you feel inspired and excited and alive at the thought of supporting them, especially right now, we really, really need you, then that may be an answer to what's next for you, either just in your business or just personally. Because I'm coming back to my story of 2008 when I made this decision, but I personally have been tuning into every mentor, every artist, every podcaster, every thought leader who is inspiring me. I can't get enough of the positive knowledge that they are so generously and graciously sharing right now, especially. And in 2008, I listened. I listened to the call, and I created my very first online class. It was called In the Fishbowl: Life as an Artist Online, How to Market and Maneuver in This Online Space While Staying True to Your Vision. And I had my first class of 85 students, just with no plan in place, just with and the ability to know how to record audio and the ability to have a blog. And we came together, and it was the start for a number of artists to start trusting themselves and building their business. And it was such a powerful time for me. And it was also a choice that I made that helped to support my business at that time as well. And so during times like this, I encourage you to think outside the box and to think about, when you really put yourself in a place of service, of how you can support each other, how we can support one another, things just naturally come up. And if you follow that intuition, because I have also, and this is really my very second important point I want to share with you, I have also retreated from that intuition. I retreated from it because I thought nobody might need what I have to share anymore, because other people were doing it bigger and better, and maybe they had more experience than I did. Maybe they had more experience teaching than I did. And so I thought, for reasons that were very intellectually valid, of taking care of my art business, which I did, I needed to do at that time. But looking back, I had actually retreated out of fear and self-doubt, and out of one of the biggest objections that I hear today as to why people don't share their gifts or teach online, or maybe even broadcast in a video like this or share a podcast, is because someone else is doing it on the same topic. And I am here to tell you that it doesn't matter. Please do not let this be a reason that you don't share what your skill is. Maybe it's an Adobe Illustrator skill. Maybe you know how to do digital illustrating. Maybe you have a special watercolor technique. I want to learn from all of you. That is all I want to do right now, is to learn from inspired and uplifted people who are sharing their gifts. And I want to pay you for that. And I want to support you. And I want to, in turn, become more educated and become a better teacher and a coach and a mentor and an artist, so that I can share that with you. And it truly is so, it's just so important that I just want to be here to encourage you to share. I have posted a couple of times, and I've included this in my email, that the thought leaders who are talking about what's coming next in the economy, and I have to say that I first and foremost honor wherever you are in your feelings and where you are in this time and space, and that you might just want quiet and stillness and creativity, and I honor that. And you may also be paying attention to what's happening and want to serve and pivot and shift your business in ways that will support the collectors and the students that you are already serving, and help more who are coming. If you feel the desire to lead, or you have found answers to solutions and have found a way to find peace, especially during times like this, that you may be looking for how you can serve next. And it is continually at the top of the list that are on our ability to learn from one another, and our desire to learn from one another is only going to increase. And I want to be someone who can help you to do that, for all the reasons I just shared, because I've had years of experience doing this, and I also have felt the pain of walking away, and I have also felt the joy of coming back and what that's been able to contribute to someone else's life in business, and both personally and how they make their art and generating income ideas for their business and for their family. And I just, above and beyond, want to invite you to join me this afternoon, Sunday, at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Join us in online teaching bootcamp if that feels like something you would like me to personally coach you through, building your online class. It doesn't have to be something big. Just start small. Just some offering that you can share, if it's something that you want to sell or something that you just want to share with your community. I want to eliminate all the barriers and all the fears and all the feelings of I don't know technology, or someone else is doing exactly what I want to share, and remind you that no one's going to share the way that you are. Nobody. You have a unique offering. You have a unique voice and a gift to share. And if you have the desire and you feel that call on your heart, then I invite you to do that. And I'm here to let you know that I am continually thinking of more ways that I can support you now and onwards. And obviously, I'm at the podcast, Creative Thursday with Marisa. I will be there. I will be here on Instagram with lives, with IGTVs. I will be on Facebook. I will be in a successful artist group, which is a free group I have there. I will be with my expansive artists, which is an ongoing community for artists in business that I teach in and coach in every single month and every week. And I want to have more paint parties. I would love to know from you any ideas that you have, things that are really helping you, especially through this time, to find your center and find your peace and stay optimistic and hopeful for what's coming, to stay healthy, to stay safe. I'm happy to offer you recipes and meal plans, or do yoga and stretching and meditation with you. Whatever it is, I am here for you. And I just, again, want to send you a lot of love today. So I will see you again soon. And thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Creative Thursday is recorded and produced by me, Marisa. You can find all things Creative Thursday at creativethursday.com and creativethursdaycourses.com. Be sure to hit subscribe to get the next episode of the podcast as soon as it drops, because I'm coming back for you. I'm coming back for more. And maybe, who knows where we're going with all of this, but lots of hopefully fun and inspiring and calming and soothing places to help you find your center, especially now. Thank you for listening.